Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. But right now, a special guest in the studio, we have Mitchell Coombs, spiritual medium.
Oh, yes, the best there is.
You're very kind. Oh, my goodness me.
Damien and I are proof at how good you are. We had you on a couple of weeks ago and we were that impressed. We're like, we need to get him back because there are so many people that want to connect with those that have passed. And so this morning we are taking callers live, 427-51-965. Give us a call. You're going to do some quick, live, unfiltered readings.
Live,
on the
in
spot.
The moment.
In the moment. I love it. So first up, we have Julianne from Kiama. Good morning, Julianne. What's your question for Mitchell?
Good morning. Hi, Mitchell. I'd like to know how successful the foundation is going to be that we've set up in my daughter's name.
Okay. Julianne, first of all, I just want to say to you, as soon as I'm hearing your voice and you're asking your question, I am being shown the colour gold in my mind's eye. And what this tells me is there is a lot of positivity, a lot of sunshine around you. And with the path that you are currently on with what you're trying to do, I do feel there'll be a great deal of success. I'm being told the hurdles that you've had to go through, you've overcome. And I just have such a strong sense that you'll be quite surprised actually at what you're able to achieve in such a short space of time. So there's a lot of support on your side. I also want to say to you too, So who lost their child?
We did.
So this is your... I have to say to you, I feel very strong that your daughter is very much with you and around you. And I'm being told that there is nothing different that you could have done that would have prevented or changed the circumstances around her passing. I feel that you did so much. And I have to say this to you. I feel there's no loss greater than the loss of a child. I feel unless you're a parent who's lost a child, it's a very different kind of grief, you know, to understand, guys. But I have to say to you, your daughter, I feel she is an earth angel. And I feel very much that she's a very special soul. I can say this to you and is a very special soul. I want to just say to you, she's watching over you. She's very proud. And I keep being shown the symbol of a butterfly and she wants to give butterflies to you. Why is that? Do you see them? Is that
she had
a symbol?
A butterfly. Yeah, she had a butterfly tattooed on her arm just before she was killed and I have it now where I wouldn't let her have it. Sorry, she got it on the side. I got it on my arm because I wouldn't let her have it on her arm.
Validating that her soul is with you and that she is safe and at peace and validating that she loves you and she's very proud of what you've done in her memory and for her. And she just smiled and said to tell you, Mum, my hair looks really good over here. So I don't know if she was always changing her hairstyles all the time or doing things a bit different.
Yeah, we argued about the colour.
And
yeah.
Julie, who's Margaret or Marie or who has the M-A sounding name?
We have a dog named Margaret.
Oh, really?
Do you really?
Yeah, our dog is named Margaret. Yeah.
How interesting. And that dog's still here on the earth?
Yes, yes. So, she misses Libby terribly.
Yeah, well, just know that that she's saying, I visit the dog Margaret, because she's calling that name out. She's calling it out. So it's almost as though she's calling out to the dog from spirit. She's very much with you and around you. She loves you. You're going to be fine.
Thank you so much.
So much
I'm
love
actually
to
speaking
you.
Her to school this morning, so that's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, best of luck and thank you for your call. I'm sorry for your loss.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Julianne. 4275-1965 if you'd like to chat to Mitchell Coombs this morning. We're going to go to Unanderra, guys. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Sammy, what's your question for Mitchell?
So I was just wanting to know if my dad had any messages for my mum to help her deal with the situation a little bit better.
Yes, and did you not get the chance to say goodbye to your dad before he passed in the way that you wanted to?
No, I was there with him when he passed.
Okay, I don't know who it was that wasn't able to either see him or wasn't able to be with him in the very moment that he passed, but he doesn't want them to worry about it. I keep being told it's as though that they're not to worry, you know, is what I keep hearing here. I want to just say to you, I do feel that your dad is sending a lot of love and protection to your mum and certainly helping her at this time. And I have to say to you also... Right, so your dad's flipping a penny from heaven, he's flipping coins, and I feel that I have to say to you, either you or your mum need to be looking out for coins, because I do feel that they're a sign that he will send to show you that he's with you and that he is actually around you. I need to say to you, so just pay attention to that, and also to dreams. Has he come to you through your dreams just yet? Because he's telling me he will.
I actually did dream of him the other night.
He wants to show you that he is around and to let your mum know who's struggling. He's very much around. And when you see your mum, you need to give her a big hug from him and say, well, you know, this is from dad. Do you have two children?
I actually have three.
Okay. He's watching over all three of them, but he's putting two together for some reason. So I don't know if two are born closer together or if you have like two boys, one girl, or, you know, there's a feeling of wanting to put two together, but he's telling me he's watching over your children. But I don't know if it's the youngest child you've been very quite concerned about, but I feel that you don't need to be. He's telling me that they're going to be okay and they will find their way.
Okay, then.
So that's important for you to know as well. Tell me, why is the 21st important? Is there someone who's born on the 21st day of a month or passed on the 21st day of a month?
21st.
Yeah. If you can't place it, I don't want you to, you know, don't make anything fit, but just hold it in your mind because your dad's giving me that number and I do feel it's important. So just note it down because as you, like what happened with Damien when he spoke to his mum, you know, back over in Ireland, you know, it's sort of like you might be able to validate that a little bit later on, but I do feel your dad's around
sure.
you.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Thank you, Sammy.
Yeah, call. That makes sense.
Yeah, appreciate the call this morning. Let's go to Albion Park Rail. Natalie joins
us. Good morning, Natalie. What's your question for Mitchell?
Hello. So a couple of years ago, my grandma passed, and I just want to know if there's any messages or anything that I should know about.
Your grandmother's just smiling, and as you're asking this question, I can see her, and to me, she has a very big smile on her face. She's telling me that she's very safe and happy and at peace with where she is. I feel as though she's reaching out, and she's placing her hand onto your shoulder, and it's as though I feel she's reaching out to steady you at this time in your life, and I don't know if you've been feeling a little bit unsettled or a little bit, unsettled or restless connected to either work or what you're doing, but I certainly feel as though she's reaching out to support you, and she's telling me to tell you that she can breathe properly again. She's saying I can breathe properly again, and I need to say to you, she's saying happy birthday. So was it your birthday or hers, or did she pass very close to somebody's birthday? Because I feel as though there seems to be a celebration that sort of falls around the time of when she passed.
My daughter's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was around that time, yeah.
Okay. I have to say to you, you know, your daughter is an old soul. I feel that she's been here before. There is a wisdom with her that runs far deeper than her years. And I almost feel as though that she sees your grandma, you know, she sees her. She sees her often. Who's Pat or Patricia or who has the P-sounding name?
That's my dad.
His name's Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's watching over your dad and giving love to your dad. I feel your dad may have had a few stresses or worries around him with his health and things like that. And I just have to say to you, she's telling you not to worry about your dad. That's very important for you to know. And she's just dropped, I feel here, a feather into my hand. And she's saying to me that she sends feathers to you as a sign from spirit that she's with you and that she's around you. I just get such a sense of encouragement from her that she's looking after you and telling you to keep going and to believe in yourself more. You doubt yourself too much and you don't need to.
Oh, thank you so much.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You can understand what I'm saying.
I see feathers all the time. Yeah.
And just one last thing, you know, I'm just hearing the song In the Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan. And I don't know if that's a song that was played at her funeral, but she's certainly saying that she holds you in her arms often because she feels that she is your angel.
She's played at her funeral.
She's just said, let me say, she's saying, please make sure you tell my beautiful granddaughter I hold her in my arms often because I am her angel. She knows about the song. She's with you. She loves you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your call this morning.
Wow, Mitchell Coombs, I've got goosebumps. My hairs are standing up on my arms. This is amazing. These are people that you've never met before and you are doing reads on the spot. If you would like Mitchell Coombs to do a read for you, don't go away. We're going to get some more callers before the hour's out.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It's beautiful.
We will get some more of your calls in just a moment. If you would like to talk to a spiritual medium, Mitchell, he is here with us this morning.
I'm going to start crying now.
We'll get some more of your calls in just a moment. Here on Wave FM with Jade and Damien. And Mitchell.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
First up, we've got Natalie from Calderwood. Good morning, Nat. What would you like to ask Mitchell?
Morning. I just wanted to ask Mitchell about my health. It's been up and down this year and I haven't really gotten answers as to what's going on. So I just wanted to know if there's any messages coming through for spirit in the way of that will help me get on top of it.
As soon as I hear your question and I hear your voice and I'm tuning in, I want to just say to you, I'm being shown that the number 3 is in the month of March, very strong in my mind. And what this tells me is I feel it's around March of next year. I don't want to give you, I don't want to make you feel as though you have to wait until March, but I just feel as though, you are getting on top of things is what spirit is saying to me. And I do feel this is certainly a period where you seem to be getting your strength back and your energy back again. I'm being told you give so much of your heart and soul to other people. It's as though you'll help this friend and that person and this person and that person. And Spirit is just saying this is really a time for you to really focus on yourself, to focus on you, and not to feel selfish in putting yourself first. This is so important. But I feel that it's going to be March of next year. You really feel as though you're either getting ahead, you're on top of things, or the answers that you've been seeking really become quite clear to you. Is it your father who's passed?
No. My father-in-law.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, your dad's here. Your father-in-law, I don't know if he was like a father to you, but I have to just say to you, he's very protective of you, and he's certainly watching over you. And as I'm asking Spirit for more information, he's actually placing what I call a blue healing light around you. And I feel as though he's trying to give you a sense of healing and support to help you through. This is very important. Do you know who Steve or Stephen is, or the person with the S-sounding name? It's okay if you don't, but I've got that name very clear being called out.
Not anyone that's passed. No, I have an uncle, Stephen.
This side of life. Is that from your dad's side?
No, that's on my mum's side.
Okay. No. Just let me just say this. With the uncle, Steve, I don't know if you need to be in touch with him or if you've been in touch with him recently, but I just feel as though somebody needs to be in touch with him. So I don't know if that's you or someone that's going to call him or needs to be in touch for some reason. But just coming back to you and your health, I feel you're going to pull through, and I do feel you are very strong in your mind, and I feel that lends to you very well. All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Great. Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Natalie, in Calderwood. Let's head to Tullumbah. We've got Jessie on the line.
Jessie, good morning. What would you like to ask Mitchell?
I lost my mum 10 years ago, and I just miss her so much, and I just wanted to know if there was any messages from her.
I have to just say, as soon as I'm hearing your voice, first of all, I can see your mum in my mind's eye here, and I feel that as though she's giving you a very big hug. Your mum's a very lovely lady, and I feel as though she's giving you a big hug from Spirit. She's sending all of her love to you. She's wiping away your tears, and she wants you to know that she has been with you every step of the way since her passing. She's always been by your side, and she's been able to watch you grow and evolve and been able to watch, you know, your life change in the last 10 years. She wants to let you know that she is there. Have you had a child since she's passed? Yeah, she's just said to me to tell you that she held her grandchildren in her arms before you did. And it's as though I feel she helped to guide them into your life. And I have to say to you, tell me, who's Michelle, or who's got that M sounding name? I thought it was Michelle I heard just now.
No, I can't.
And were you looking at your mum's handwriting just recently? Because she's talking about the cards or the handwriting on the cards. So I don't know if you've kept old, like, birthday cards, Christmas cards, things that have your mum's handwriting on, but she's talking about looking through and at the handwriting. And then there's a photograph that's in a gold picture frame. Do you know who has that photo?
I'm not too sure it's been 18 years now, but...
Yeah, she's just saying to me here, someone's got a picture in a gold picture frame, and she really likes that photo. She really likes the picture, is what she's sort of saying here. But your mum to me looks very well, and I have to say to you too, she wants you to know that not only can she breathe properly again, but she's saying that she has her strength back and that she has her energy back. And I have to say to you, she keeps showing me here birds and feathers, and I do feel she sends to you birds and feathers as a sign that she's with you and that she is around you. And who's Debbie or Deborah, or who's got that sounding name?
Debbie, she's a massive support to me. She's been like a mother figure.
She's talking about Debbie, and so you must be very close with her. And I feel that your mum is just saying, you know, you've got a good person in Debbie, and she's really pleased and very happy, and she wants to say thank you to Debbie for the things that she has done to help support you. So your mum sees what's been going on. She sees everything that's been going on. And and your mum's just smiled, you know, she just laughed and she said, oh, you won't believe this, but, you know, you've got a light in your house or a lamp and it will flicker. And I don't know if you've had an issue with a light that keeps blowing or a lamp or a light that sort of flickers, but she's just said, tell my daughter, that's me visiting her. It's my energy. I'm causing that to happen.
Oh my God.
Has something like that happened to you recently, or do you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the light flickering?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it. Has that happened, and you feel, you know, that you go, do you say hello to your mum when it happens, because you should?
No, I didn't know it was her, but now I've got goosebumps.
Just know that she visits you often, she checks up on you often, and she wants to let you know that she loves you and you're never alone. She'll always be there by your side.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Jessie. Appreciate the call. And to wrap us up this morning, let's head to Corrimal.
We have Kyan on the line. Kyan, what's your question for Mitchell?
Hi, Mitch. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Got your question this morning for me.
It's been 34 years and just want to know, how are you?
I have to just say this to you. Who's lost their brother? Do you know who's lost their brother? Is it you that's lost a brother?
No, I haven't lost a brother.
All right. I've got someone here. I've got two men here that are talking to me, and I feel that somebody's brother, I keep hearing brother or brothers, so I don't know if that's for a different caller or for somebody else. I just want to say to you, well, is there... Yeah?
Yeah, my dad and his brother have just recently passed. But
that's it. Okay. Yes. I have to say to you that your dad and your brother are coming through for you this morning. That's not to say that someone else you want to hear from isn't there. I can only just say to you who I feel's got who I have coming through. But I've got two men here and they're brothers. So that would be your dad and his brother. And so you said that he only passed recently?
My dad and his brother, yes.
Yeah. I want to say to you that they're both together in spirit world and both very happy, both safe and at peace. Who's John or Jonathan or who has that name? Yeah, your dad, listen, your dad's saying all. There's a whole crowd of people that are around him that are gathering because he's the kind of person that people like to talk to, you know, your dad. And I feel it's because he kept their confidence is what I keep being told. Was it his brother or was it your father who used to smoke all the time, was a smoker?
Oh, Dad used to smoke a long time ago.
Can I tell you, I don't know if he gave it up also a long time ago, but can I tell you, he's still doing it on the other side. He sort of said, oh, well, it can't affect me over here, so what, does it matter? I'll do it again, you know? And he's laughing about it. And do you have the gold chain that belonged to him? Because he's talking about a gold chain or someone that has a gold chain. So I don't know who that is or who the gold chain belongs to, but I am being shown that. I have to just say to you, there's a lot of love from spirit that is certainly around you. There absolutely is. And apparently I'm to tell you happy birthday for April. So I don't know if it's your dad's birthday or your birthday in April or the fourth month, but what's April represent to you?
That's my sister's birthday.
Oh, he's acknowledging your sister. Happy birthday for April. All right, you need to let her know that he's also around. They love you. They're doing fine. They're sending their love to you. And thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thank you, Kayanne. And thank you to everybody who has jumped on this morning and our phones are just absolutely melting here.
They
thank you for the calls.
Yes, yeah. And big thank you to Mitchell Coombs, Spiritual Medium. Amazing work. We are absolutely blown away.
Thank you for having me in this
let's
morning.
Let's give your website a bit of a plug because I know people can seek you out for personal bookings and sessions, but also your books are worth a look as
thank you. Yeah, mitchellcoombs.com. So mitchellcoombs.com. And I hope to come back soon to the Illawarra with a show next year. So
that will be
keep
fantastic.
Your eyes peeled.
Yeah. Will do.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien, do you know the top reasons for divorce?
People kind of fluting around behind someone's back.
Infidelity.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's number one. Mm. Number two is money troubles.
Oh, okay.
Number three, lack of communication.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'd like to add another to that.
Oh, another one.
Flat pack furniture.
Oh, don't get me started. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
So last week, we decided we were going to put all the kids into the same bedroom. So move Henry out of our room, put him in with the girls, and we're like, okay, well, how's this going to work logistically?
Yeah.
We're probably going to have to get a bunk bed. So we'll put the two big girls into a bunk bed and move the cot in there. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, where's the girl to go? Facebook Marketplace.
Of course. Your favourite place.
That's right. I don't want to drop $2,000 on a bed. So I went to Facebook Marketplace, found a good bunk bed. It was
50
like
$50.
$250, but it was a double underneath and a single on top.
Oh,
and I looked up this bunk bed and it was going for like $1,000 if you wanted to get a new one. So I was like, $250?
That's great.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
So I said to Milko, okay, Thursday afternoon, straight after school, we're going to get the kids and we're going to go get this bunk bed. And it's 3:30 in the afternoon and then we'll be in, we'll be out. They'll be sleeping in it by 6.
Beauty.
So went and picked up the bunk bed and it's, you know, it was actually when I first picked up a piece of that bunk bed because they'd unpacked it for us, which was great. And it was just lined out on pieces in pieces that I knew things weren't going to go well because I put it in the trailer and Milko's like, no, don't put it in like that. No, you're going to scratch it. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh,
so I took the bit back out and then I tried to put in another way and no.
Wow. And so problems from the start.
Problems from the start. Oh. I kept just chucking bits of the bed in there and Milko's like, you can't do it like that. You've got to wrap it up. You've got to care and finesse. And I'm like, whatever. Anyway, we finally got the bunk bed in. It took about an hour because he had to keep rearranging the pieces that I was putting in. And then we got the bunk bed home and we're unpacking it and we're getting it out and the kids are going a little bit feral because it's almost dinner time. And so trying to feed them and then trying to get the bed furniture in. And I don't know what it is, but I find that whenever you're on the phone or you're trying to lift anything, that the children are just on you like white on rice.
Oh, they love it.
So I'm trying to carry bits of bed, and I've got Henry hanging off one of my legs, and I've got Lulu grabbing me at the other. And like, I dropped a little bit of a bunk bed, and I got Lulu on the foot, and she started crying. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Lost it all.
Kids, just go into the lounge room for 5 minutes just so we can put this bed together. So I locked him in the lounge room. I put on Thomas the Tank Engine. We went into the bedroom, and I'm holding up half of the bed so that Milko can put the screws in. And then I hear this blood-curdling scream from the lounge room. And Lulu had, like, she was throwing these blocks into a basket and smacked Henry in the face. He had a blood lip, blood pouring out of his face. Oh. I'm like, no! So I had him back in the room. We're putting this bed together. And we, after, like, this is 8:30 at night. So 2.5 hours later, because we had no instructions, we finally got the bed together, and we're like, excellent. All we have left is just to put on the ladder. And it was that point we realised we'd run out of screws. So we were 8 screws short. And I messaged a people, I'm like, we're missing screws. She's like, I gave them all to you. I'm like, I don't know where they are. Henry, where have you hidden the screws? So the girls didn't get to sleep in the bunk bed for the first night.
What a disaster.
I know. So we had to do a search to see if we could find them. Milko went to Bunnings the next day, put the ladder on. We're like, Friday night, this is it, girls. You can hop into your bed. And it was at that point we realised that Henry can climb up the bunk ladder.
Oh, no.
And as soon as he got to the top, he tried to catapult himself off the side.
Oh, jeez.
So now we've got this bunk bed.
It's a
death trap.
Oh, my God.
He can't go into the room by himself because otherwise he's going to climb it and he's going to catapult off head first and break his neck. So now...
Whose idea was it to get the bunk bed, Jed?
My idea. Guess who's back in our bedroom? Henry.
You're going to have them all back in your bedroom pretty soon. Oh, that is just insane. I can't think of anything worse. So when are you and Milko signing up for that couple's retreat again?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We're not talking at the moment.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I broke the law. I'll tell you what happened. Okay, I'm carrying around guilt, just so you know. So I'll reveal this to you so that you guys will take away the guilt and make me feel better.
Okay.
All right. So over the weekend, I played in Coffs Harbour. Coffs Harbour, lovely place.
Yep.
When we were gigging, normally what we would do is we would come out after the show and we would sell CDs and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But nowadays with COVID, you don't do that. Okay. So what we decided was we'd revolutionise it. We would buy an honesty box. All right.
Yeah.
An honesty box. So we'd put out all our CDs, we'd pre-sign them, and we'd have an honesty box. And all you do is if you want a CD, you'd pick it up. And you put your money in the box, all right?
Okay. Did it work?
Well, the honesty box was phenomenal. It was a big success.
Oh.
The lead up to the honesty box, this is where the problem occurred, okay?
Yeah.
So we had to buy an honesty box.
Yeah.
We didn't have an honesty box. So we needed some sort of safe, some sort of money box sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
So we went to a retailer in Coffs Harbour. I won't name the retailer to protect the innocent, but a place where you might get a box that could, you know, could be used as
a money box. Okay, yep.
Went in. I went down the aisles. I saw something that looked kind of like a money box. It looked pretty fancy, though. It had little buttons that you could open it, you know, to unlock it. And kind of almost like a little safe.
Oh.
Yeah. It said it was $15 down to $12. I was like, beautiful.
Bargain.
Sold. $12. So I went up to the till where you can actually, you know, self look after yourself.
Self-checkout.
Self-checkout. That's Where you're an employee. The one where you become the employee.
Yeah. You get to scan it and play checkout chick.
Yeah, that's it. So so I scanned it, and that's when it came up with $33.
Oh.
Yeah, $33. And I went, oh, crap, oh, wrong thing. The person who was manning that station came over to me and said, what's wrong? I said, no, I'm after picking up the wrong thing. It's the wrong price. I don't want this. And the person said, no. What price was it? I said, no, that's the wrong thing. I thought it was $12, but it's come up as $33. And at that moment, that person said, you know what? I don't care. And typed in on the screen and made it $12.
Oh, what?
All right. Now, I, while it was all going on, I was like, oh, well, no, you can't really do that. And the person continued saying, I don't really care about this job.
Clearly.
I don't care what happens. It actually went on to say, I think this is going to be my last shift here anyway.
It will be if anyone's watching you.
Now, here's where the crime really, you know, escalated. I had a moment right there and then where in all clear conscience, I could have turned around and said, hey, dude, you know, don't do that. Okay. He was a young fella.
Yeah, young fella. Like, it's not worth it, mate. It's not worth it.
It's not worth
it. I'll pay the $33.
Well, no, I wasn't willing to pay $33. But I was willing to bring it back. But he seemed really vested in this
thing. He was committed.
He was committed in the crime. I was a partner to the crime. I was a co-conspirator of the crime.
You're an accessory.
An accessory, that's a...
During the fact, not even after the fact.
But then we had a good conversation. We chatted about things. Yeah. And I let him type it in and I took it for $12 and I went away. Now, the irony is that I paid $12 for what should have been a $33 honesty box. And I feel guilty about it.
You should.
What do you mean I should? I'm telling you this so that you would tell me, nah, Damien, you know, all good things come to good people and all that sort of
stuff. Well, you know what? You weren't the person who did the crime.
I didn't do the crime.
You were just the beneficiary.
I was a beneficiary. co-conspirator.
Yeah, that's...
But, okay, so you think I'm... if it was a court of law, you'd let me off this?
I'd let you off.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. He was the employee. You weren't signed up to Woolworths.
A question though, did the young fella help you carry it out to the car?
He carried it all the way.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get